The cushion was back there. Well, that was a Ananda Shukha, but there was another one. Put the coward boys in there. He stole the coward boys in front of him. Not only that, but there's Kaitama. When did Krishna kill them? In what part of this Leela? When he was a child? No. When he was in Mathura? Or when he was in Dwarka? Text 25. Krishna is the source of all incarnations. Chapter 3. Ataso yuga sandhyayam.
Ataso yuga sandhyayam.
Ataso yuga sandhyayam.
Ataso yuga sandhyayam.
Dasyu prayesu rajasu.
Dasyu prayesu rajasu.
Dasyu prayesu rajasu.
Dasyu prayesu rajasu.
Janita Vishnu yashaso.
Janita Vishnu yashaso.
Janita Vishnu yashaso.
Janita Vishnu yashaso.
Namna Kalkir Jagatpati.
Namna Kalkir Jagatpati.
Namna Kalkir Jagatpati.
Namna Kalkir Jagatpati.
Ataso Yuga sandhyayam,
atato yuga sandhyayam,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
janita vishnuya shastro,
janita vishnuya shastro,
namna kalkir jagatpati,
namna kalkir jagatpati, atato yuga sandhyayam,
atato yuga sandhyayam,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
janita vishnuya shastro,
janita vishnuya shastro,
namna kalkir jagatpati,
namna kalkir jagatpati,
atato yuga sandhyayam,
atato yuga sandhyayam,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
dasyu prayesu rajasu,
janita vishnuya shastro,
janita vishnuya shastro,
namna kalkir jagatpati,
namna kalkir jagatpati, atato
Asho,
the same Lord,
Yuga
Sandhyayam,
Yuga Sandhyayam,
the conjunction of the Yuga,
at the conjunction of the Yuga,
Dasyu,
Plunders,
Prayesu,
Prayesu,
almost all,
Rajasu,
the governing personality,
Janita,
will take his birth,
Vishnu,
named Vishnu.
Yasasaha,
surname Yasa.
Namna,
in the name of
Kalki,
the incarnation of the Lord.
Jagatpati,
the Lord of creation. Translation. Thereafter, at the conjunction of the two yugas, the Lord of the creation will take his birth as Kalki incarnation and become the son of Vishnu Yasha. At this time, the rulers of the earth will have degenerated into plunderers. Responsibly,
thereafter,
at the conjunction of two yugas,
at the conjunction of two yugas,
the Lord of creation,
will take his birth,
as the Kalki incarnation, become the son
of Vishnu Yasha.
At this time,
the rulers of the earth,
will have degenerated into plunderers. Before. Here's another foretelling of the event of Lord Kalki, the incarnation of Godhead. He is to appear at the conjunction of the two yugas, namely at the end of Kali Yuga and the beginning of Satya Yuga. The cycle of the four yugas, namely Satya, Treta, Dvapara, and Kali, rotate like the calendar months. The present Kali Yuga lasts 432,000 years, out of which we have passed only 5,000 years after the battle of Kurukshetra and the end of the regime of King Pariksit. So there are 427,000 years balance yet to be finished. Therefore, at the end of this period, the incarnation of Kalki will take place as foretold in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the name of his father, Vishnu Yasha, a learned Brahman, and the village Sambhala are also mentioned. As above mentioned, all these foretellings will prove to be factual in chronological order. That is the authority of Srimad Bhagavatam. Jnanatimirandasya janaganasadakayam pratyusmiritamjena atasmai shivirave namaha Shri Chaitanya Maravishtam Shakitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Dharati Svantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Uri Chananda Shri Raiti Virata Shri Vasa Yoga Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The Lord brings in the Satyuga. He kills all the demons and then ushers in the beginning of the next age where everyone is devotees for some time, and then gradually again religion enters. Four legs of religion. What are the four legs of religion? So it said now the Kali Yuga is only a little truthfulness left, although the other great banks are broken, more or less. So In the Sakya Yuga, then, everyone lives a long time. They all, there's no division of society, Kshatriya Brahmins. Everyone is Paramahansa. They're able to see the Lord in their heart. And then gradually it's reduced. Kshatriya Yuga, Dwapara Yuga, and then Kali Yuga. So we see practically how things are becoming more irreligious. Just like I can remember in my youth, there was my sisters weren't involved in illicit sex. There may have been one or two girls in the whole class, and then the other girls used to talk about them. Oh, she's so much. There was no abortion in this country. There was a problem with drinking, but they tried a prohibition in the earlier in the 30s, but it didn't work. People were so addicted to alcohol. But there was very little drugs. Nobody had heard of cocaine or anything. When I went to high school or something, there was nothing, not even marijuana. And when I went to college, because I went in the Navy after this, so that was like quite a few years later that I went to college, then marijuana was becoming prominent. And that was the... But even then, there was no cocaine. I never heard of it. But my point is that even in 100 years, Prabhupada said the same thing about India, how it's becoming degraded. He was telling Giriraj that because we were making life members in India, he said this may be the last generation of Indians who will give us their full support because they're becoming so much westernized. Of course, this movement now is prominent, so it's, you know, not so prominent, but it's well known in India. So it can have a counter effect. That's the idea that in the Kali Yuga, it's going to be very degraded, but there'll be a 10,000 year period of the golden age of Kali Yuga, where Lord Chaitanya's movement will be spread and people can take benefit of that. But we see that's also gradual, how much influence there is. That will depend on the purity of the preachers. Purity is the force. So what do we mean by purity? Purity means that we want to do everything to please Srila Prabhupada Krishna. That's the emphasis or the essence of purity. The essence is that we agree to act on a constitutional position to glorify Sri Guru and Gauranga. Otherwise, impurity comes when we put ourselves in the center, put our own self-interest first. Because this is not our constitutional position, so it's a cheating. Everything belongs to Krishna, including our words, our life, our money, everything. So when we use it in Krishna's service, then it's pure. Then we're acting purely. Otherwise, it's contamination. We're thieves, trespassers, using stolen somebody else's property as though it were our own. So there's no purity unless we come to this point of pure devotion. So when we do become pure devotees, then we'll have stronger influence on the conditions of the innocent conditions. Because those who are not innocent, like Kaitava, no matter what you say, they're going to be against. But innocent people will appreciate more and more because purity is the force. And that's our only goal. We're not trying to become famous or, well, great devotees or something. No, we're only trying to glorify Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And therefore, we'll have more and more purity to keep this in the center. And we'll see, by doing that, then Krishna will reciprocate. How Krishna reciprocates, that's up to him. We can't force it. We can't oblige him. We can't dictate to Krishna, oh, you have to act in this way. But he will, according to his own sweet will. He'll reciprocate with us so that we become more and more enlightened in Krishna consciousness. And it'll be an ascending spiral that we... The more we become enlightened, then the more we want to surrender. And the more we surrender, then the more we become enlightened. So it's a very joyful process. And anyone can take it up. That's the nice thing. You don't have to have previous qualification. Just have to sincerely try to surrender. And then Krishna will reciprocate. Anything else? Any comments? No questions? I was saying here that the village of Shambhala is also mentioned. But it's not mentioned here. Where is it mentioned? Where? I guess Kalki is also described in other Puranas. Okay, one more. Avatareya Asankheya.
Avatareya Asankheya.
Hare Satra Nidhir Dvija.
Hare Satra Nidhir Dvija.
Yata Vidya Sina Kurya.
Yata Vidya Sina Kurya.
Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha.
Sarasasyu Sahasrasaha.
O Brahman, the incarnations of the Lord are innumerable, like rivulets flowing from inexhaustible source of water.
The list of incarnations of the personality of Godhead given herein is not complete. It is only a partial view of all the incarnations. There are many others, such as Sri Hayagriva, Hari, Hamsa, Krishni Garva, Vibhu, Satya Sen, Vaikuntha, Sarvabhauma, Vishwasena, Dharma Setu, Sudharma, Yogeshwara, Brihad Bhanu, and others of the bygone ages. Sri Prahlad Maharaj said in his prayer, "My Lord, you manifest as many incarnations as there are species of life, namely the aquatics, the vegetables, the reptiles, the birds, the beasts, the men, the demigods, etc. Just for the maintenance of the faithful and the annihilation of the unfaithful. You advent yourself in this way in accordance with the necessity of the different yugas. In Kali Yuga, you have incarnated God as a devotee. This incarnation of the Lord in the Kali Yuga is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are many other places, both in the Bhagavatam and in other scriptures, in which the incarnation of the Lord as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explicitly mentioned. In the Brahma Samhita also it is said indirectly that although there are many incarnations of the Lord, such as Rama, Narasimha, Varaha, Matsya, Kurma, and many others, the Lord Himself sometimes incarnates in person. Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are not therefore incarnations, but the original source of all other incarnations. This will be clearly explained in the next book. So the Lord is the inexhaustible source for innumerable incarnations which are not always mentioned. But such incarnations are distinguished by specific extraordinary feats which are impossible to be performed by any living being. That is a general test to identify an incarnation of the Lord, directly and indirectly empowered. Some incarnations mentioned above are our most plenary portions. For instance, the Kumaras are empowered with transcendental knowledge. Sri Narada is empowered with devotional service. Maharaj Prithu is an empowered incarnation with executive function. The Matsya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. So the innumerable incarnations of the Lord are manifested all over the universes constantly, without cessation, as water flows constantly from water.
So here it's saying that some incarnations mentioned above are almost plenary portions, so they're not, they're jivas. Kumaras, Narada, but he also mentions Prithu. So Prithu is an empowered jiva? I thought he was Vishnu. Because then he goes on to say Matsya incarnation is directly a plenary portion. So Matsya means that he's Vishnu Tattva. So Prithu, is Prithu Vishnu Tattva or Jiva Tattva? Is he empowered Jiva like Narada is? I mean, it's obvious that Narada Muni is a Jiva. In his past life, he was the son of the maidservant. And then he attained realization in that life. And the Lord came to him and said, and he spoke to him when he was in meditation, and then he broke the meditation. He said, it's not easy to attain me. So we can see that he was a devotee. 3-2. I thought 3-2 was an addition to Tatra. The story was, right, that he was churned out of the body of Venu. Venu was a bad king who the Brahmins killed. And then with his body, they churned the body, and Prita came. So it's really not an ordinary birth. Interesting.